It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and this is The Download on Chicago Business, where we talk to entrepreneurs about their stories so we can better understand ours. Ann Harper's my guest today. She is the owner of OMG Accessories, which has just had an amazing couple of years when it comes to growth. An entrepreneur story that I think is close to a lot of entrepreneurs in the Chicago area, starting from being a waitress to really having an empire. And she's my guest in studio tonight. Ann, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get right into the story. Take us back to 2009. This is, you know, the rags to riches type story. You were a waitress.
I was. I mean, although I did work in my industry, so I was a designer for 8.5 years. But at a very young age, at 14, I decided that I wanted to go out and get a job, you know, with the hopes of being an entrepreneur later in life.
So you knew at a very young age, at 14, you said, you know what, entrepreneurship, that's the way I want to go.
I wanted to have success, and I wanted to meet people and be just in the workforce early on.
Many of us want to do other things at 14. Entering the workforce was not on necessarily on my agenda. When you think about being that age and being as driven to think about your future at the age of 14, do you think that has something to do with the success you're seeing today?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you commit to something, you know, whether it be obviously at 14, you know, for me, it was a little unique situation. But I think that, you know, other kids are, you know, commit to sports like basketball,
right,
or soccer. And then, you know, and then they take that into that being their career. But for me, I just knew that I wanted to do something work related. And that's what I chose, you know, to start young. And really just committing to that is, you know, what I think led me to committing to pursuing my dream as an entrepreneur.
To be a designer, was it always about handbags and accessories? Or when you were thinking about being a designer, were you thinking dresses and...
I was clueless. I mean, I think when I went to... I decided that I wanted to pursue fashion. So I decided to just take the first step and go to fashion school and study design and figure out through that journey how I want... You know, what I was truly passionate about. So I think, you know, you don't always for sure know exactly the lane that you decide to go down, mm-hmm, or the path that you decide to go down. I think you realize that along the way. So I knew I had, you know, the foundation was something fashion, and I was hoping going through, you know, school, I would figure that out.
And when it comes to figuring it out, did you need school to help you sort of hone your direction? Or
yeah, I think you do need school. It's a stepping stone, because, you know, you kind of get to see different, you know, options that are available. And obviously, you know, everyone ends up doing some type of internship at that, you
right,
know,
right,
later on in your school career or your, you know, in your college. So I think that, you know, for me, I ended up finding my first internship was something that I just instantly gravitated towards, and that was accessories. I knew that that was where I wanted to be. And I just, again, from that moment, I decided I'm going to commit to this because I felt like it was what well represented me. Because again, in school, when I learned that I didn't want to be in apparel, I didn't want to design and sew and understand clothing, garment construction and all that. So I felt like that the accessory world was my lane that I wanted to be in.
Internships in the fashion industry, is that a difficult proposition? I mean, obviously there's a stereotype to, you know, the running and the gunning and the Devil's Wear Prada kind of vibe that I think permeates this, how people see the fashion industry. Was it a lot like that for you?
You know what? I think I did get a little bit lucky, and I got to work right hands with, I was worked directly with the owner. So I got lucky. I wasn't a coffee runner. I wasn't, you know, I really got to get my feet wet and understand and work with the head designer and owner of an accessory company. And, you know, she really taught me everything that I know today. And, you know, now I've kind of taken that to the next step. But yeah, I mean, I have a lot of interns that work for me now that are so thankful and grateful that they have the opportunity to be able to really work, you know, hand in hand with me and get an experience that allows them to really get their feet wet and understand more than, you know, just what it's like to get Starbucks.
Yeah, right. Well, let's talk about OMG accessories. Where does the idea come from? So you got into accessories, the internship, but to make this your business, your baby, tell us about the concept of OMG accessories.
Well, you know, in the beginning, I was a little bit lost with the identity of the brand. I didn't know exactly where I wanted to be. And again, I think everything starts out as an idea. And as you start to grow and evolve it, it starts to take shape. So I think that in the beginning, I wanted to do accessories. And I knew that along the way, I was going to figure out how it would all make sense one day. And in the beginning, I was really just trying to design things that I thought was, you know, cool and fashionable and affordable, because that's definitely what I've always focused on. And I realized that the lane that I chose wasn't really the right lane, because I kind of kept getting the door slammed in my face, and everyone was saying, we're covered, we have this, like, we need, you know, if you want to do business with us, we need something new and different.
You know, it's fascinating, because we have conversations all the time on the Downline Chicago Business about entrepreneurs, and failure has to be a part of the conversation. That slam the door in your face almost always comes up. It's consistent. How did you respond to that? What did it motivate you? Did it freak you out?
I think it makes you think really hard, because I think questioning what you're doing is a good thing, because it just makes you smarter and allows you to really think outside the box. And, you know, maybe you're not on the right path or in the right lane. And, you know, when you hear something over and over again, usually it means that you need to kind of switch gears. And that's when I realized that I needed to tap into an industry or a segment of the business that was not really looked at. And, you know, that's kind of how I started to bring this, you know, identity of what we do now. And now it's, you know, makes sense that, you know, there was a void in the market for young girls' accessories.
Right. So it is to find a niche as a businesswoman to say, okay, this is an area that people aren't serving. That's a part of being an entrepreneur that a lot of people, you know, they make their product and they put it out there and they hope people are going to buy it. But finding the right place to have your business is as important as anything.
Yeah, and you know, you have to listen. You know, there's all these people around you giving you guidance and advice, and you know, they might say, this is good, but I think, you know, if we did it like this, it could be better. You know, I really listened to all the information that was been, you know, given from all of my peers or buyers, retailers, and then just learning from what everyone was telling me.
Backpacks, handbags, OMG accessories has really tapped in. You have seen extreme growth in the last couple of years, where you've really been part and parcel with the explosion of retail when it comes to back to school and to this market of maybe middle schoolers to high schoolers. You know, did it take a while to figure that out? Is that something that you're having success because you're seeing so much money being poured into that sector, or is it the other way around, where people are like, I want that, I don't care about the trends?
Well, you know, I think something magical has happened, I would say, over the last 5 or 6 years, you know, with just the exposure of social media. And, you know, kids are the decision makers now in the household. I know my friends that have six-year-olds, there are six-year-olds on Instagram or on the internet putting their own clothes or accessories in the shopping cart and telling mom, here's what I want. You know, years ago, the parents used to go out and just buy whatever they wanted. Now the kids have, you know, this self-expression and an identity, and they really know what they want so much younger. And I think that's what I just started to see, how social media and Instagram and all this has just shifted the youth to, you know, having a need for this type of product so much younger. Because yeah, I didn't start wearing accessories till I was probably like, you know, 14, 15, maybe even 16, like probably when I got my first car, started driving.
Right.
Before that, you know, you had your necessity, your back to school backpack, again, which was like basic. But now that kids are so into their own style and
younger and younger, right,
that there's a market for this.
When you have a product that and the market comes available and you see such a surge, millions and millions of dollars surge, what's the challenge? for an entrepreneur, a young entrepreneur who may not be prepared for it to scale so large in such a short amount of time?
Scaling is tough as an entrepreneur. You have limited funds, limited cash flow, and you know always searching for means of being able to produce more goods is definitely a challenge. You know, you can only grow so much because there's limitations. So, you know, it's just finding ways of working with different types of financing and figuring out how much you can scale and, you know, how fast. So definitely just dealing with the cash flow of the business is a challenge because, you know, sometimes I think about it, if I had endless amounts, you know, of money, I could probably do that much more volume of business. But I think it's good to grow cautiously and, you know, not have it be all at once because, you know, then you can still learn along the way and just get better and improve.
The great thing about OMG Accessories is that you are seeing the product in, you know, all sorts of department stores and mid-level stores and across the board. To think about it from an entrepreneur standpoint, it's amazing to be able to have that kind of exposure. But you don't think about the side of now there's a customer expectation that it better be there if I'm going to be in that store trying to buy it for my daughter or for my family.
Yeah, no, we definitely have a following and people really recognize the product now and they see it and they look for it. And that's what makes it so exciting to really hear the consumer feedback and know that they're purchasing the product. I mean, every time I'm in an airport or every time I'm walking, you know, in New York, I always see someone wearing our Miss Gwen. It's amazing. It feels so good that people really love what we do and like what we've created. And it's a really good feeling.
So as you move forward, is the goal to expand? Is the goal to get even bigger? I mean, it's hard to believe that OMG Accessory is going to get bigger, but is that the goal? I mean,
it continues like every day. It gets bigger and bigger. We launched a lot of new categories. So we have home decor. We're known for unicorn. We've definitely set the trend with the unicorn. And
that's why when you said something magical happened, I was jumped in and said, unicorn.
Miss Gwen, she's the star of our show. And now we do like home decor. So we have pillows, fun little items like for the home. Then we have duffel bags, weekenders. We did luggage, travel pillows. I notice now even again in the airport, I'm like, there's 6-year-olds that have their own suitcases. Everyone wants to be independent at such a young age. And so, you know, we have to cater to the needs of the youth.
This is a business in an industry that is really, you can find in New York City, you can find in Los Angeles. You don't necessarily assume to find it in Chicago. There's a fashion industry here, but not as much as you might on the coast. So what is it about Chicago that keeps you here? What is it about Chicago that makes OMG Accessories its own?
Well, I mean, I'm born and raised in Chicago. So, you know, this is where really, you know, everything happened and started. You know, we sell nationwide and this is the middle of everything. And actually, I'm like, I have my friends call me all the time, sending me pictures because, you know, we sell our product in all the retailers that are, you know, in Chicago as well. And everyone sends me pictures and photos. Oh, I, you know, just saw all your display at Nordstrom. Everything looks so amazing. And people like DM me and send me pictures that they got, their daughter got an OMG Miss Gwen unicorn backpack for her birthday. You know, I think Chicago just is where I started all this and where I got my education and where I met my whole network of people that have helped me get to this point. I mean, I worked in a restaurant for 16 years and raised every dollar of startup capital from the company from Chicago. And my business partner also is from Chicago and he, you know, helped finance the second round of funding for the company. So, you know, this is where the magic happened.
Yeah. Literally. Ann Harper, the owner of OMG Accessories, which is, of course, handbags and backpacks and other accessories that you can find in all sorts of retailers around Chicago, around the country, around the world, right here, being an entrepreneur right here in Chicago. And thanks so much for being a guest on the Download in Chicago Business.
Thank you.